Hi there. I'm David Culver, Vice President of Government and Stakeholder Relations at Canopy Growth, once again joining you from Washington, D.C. Welcome back to Under the Canopy. This week, we're changing it up a little bit. Instead of being joined by a U.S. policymaker, I'm excited to be joined by a member of the Canopy Growth family and National Hockey League veteran, Mike Camilleri. I'm also wearing my Washington Capitals jersey instead of a blazer to show my allegiance to my favorite NHL team. Mike is currently the co-CEO of BioSteel Sports Nutrition, a company he co-founded back in 2005 that is focused on providing athletes with the sports nutrition products they need to perform and recover at the highest level. A 15-year veteran of the National Hockey League, Mike is particularly equipped to understand the needs of athletes in pursuit of their goals, and has continued to use his intimate knowledge of athletes and their needs to deliver innovative new products. This has been an exciting year for BioSteel in the United States. Under Mike's leadership, BioSteel became the official sports drink of the Brooklyn Nets, signed sponsorship agreements with some of professional sports' most recognizable athletes, including Ezekiel Elliott and Patrick Mahomes, and launched a new line of CBD products designed specifically for the unique needs of the sports community. Mike is truly a pioneer and a visionary, and I'm excited to see where he leads BioSteel in the years to come. It's an honor to have you all under the canopy, and go Caps. Please enjoy the discussion. Hi, everybody. Thank you again for joining us on this episode of Under the Canopy. We have a great guest, Mike Camilleri. Mike, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, David. It's a pleasure to speak to you. I obviously got the memo. We dressed like twins, so I know I'm doing something right already here today.
No, you're looking good. Thank you again. We have a lot to talk about. We're really excited to have you with us on episode 4, and I'm going to go ahead and dive right in here. So I think the first thing that I wanted to cover off with you was that I don't know if you can tell this by just looking at me over the Zoom call, but I was not a professional athlete. I had some great successes in middle school and shared the locker room with the men's hockey team in college, but that was about the extent of my athletic achievements. But you had such a long and distinguished career in the NHL, and I loved watching you play. Tell me a little bit about that experience, if you would.
Nice, Division III All-Star. So that's awesome. Big fan of all college athletics. For me, I played 16 years pro in the National Hockey League, and I grew up in Toronto, Canada, so that it was certainly a dream come true for me. I got to play in 5 different organizations over my career. 3 in Canada. I played for Montreal, Calgary twice, and Edmonton, and then I played in the United States in New Jersey and Los Angeles twice also. There's a little tidbit. I played in LA and Calgary twice. I don't know that anybody's ever done that. But yeah, it was certainly a dream come true.
Nice. Well, you were a great player, and certainly lots and lots of folks around the country love watching you play, including me. So thank you for all your good work there over so many different seasons. Let's turn to BioSteel. So you're running BioSteel now, a very exciting brand that's on the market. We probably have a lot of our viewers, though, today that are not familiar with the brand. Can you talk a little bit about the genesis of it?
Sure. Yeah, I can. I'm trying not to be too long-winded, but I'll give you guys the Coles notes on the story. Through my playing career, just strength, nutrition, training was something of emphasis for me, something I kind of committed a lot of resources to. I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis at 11 years old, so certainly a little more sensitive to inflammation than maybe the average person. And with the NHL lifestyle, there's challenges. We do all see the glitz and the glamour that come with pro sports, and it certainly is all that. But there's also 3 a.m. flights and different time zones, and you're asked to perform at a very high level with a lot of pressure. So you try and so health, nutrition, wellness was important to me, and I ended up learning from a lot of the brightest minds in these fields, and there was a common theme that I kept hearing, which was kind of stay away from the sugars that are so harmful and the artificial ingredients and the artificial dyes and food coloring, things of that nature. And so it became very hard to provide myself with the proper products and products that I thought would help me live a healthy lifestyle. So growing up with John Salenza, who runs BioSteel with me, is we decided one summer that we would start a product line that considered all those things, something that would be healthier, that when you saw our brand, you would know it was the highest quality ingredients, that you know it was safe and tested, and it was a simpler, easier product to follow. So that was the goal in the original business plan, and we were kind of off to the races. And through some different iterations and kind of a lot of trial and error, we ended up kind of taking off with Outpro Sports and ended up being a product that was really trusted within the locker rooms. But that's the origins, the original origins of our company. And then we're proud now that I think it's over 70% of North American pro sports teams purchase BioSteel. So just speaks to our authenticity and how high quality the products are and how much authenticity we have with our brand and with the pro athlete world.
Yeah, thank you for that. So let me get back to myself for a little bit. I'm stuck here at home like everybody else during this pandemic, and I've got a pretty decent routine that I engage in. I ride my road bike a ton. I'm on the Peloton a lot. I run still quite a bit. I'm not swimming anymore because all the pools are closed. But I do all of it, of course, to get ready to ski every winter. And my favorite, of course, is British Columbia up in Canada. And that's why I do all of it. But what are you telling folks that are kind of in my, you know, my age category and about BioSteel and why it can be helpful to us, especially as we recover? Because, you know, for me, the recovery is what becomes harder and harder every single year.
Yeah, so we have a whole slew of products, if you go on the website, that can help you with that, from proteins to kind of our everyday essentials. And we even have like a stackable line of different ingredients. But really, the easiest one to target, we're chronically dehydrated. And so hydration is massive for recovery, for performance, for everyday life. And our newest innovation is this. I got it behind me. Is this we're well known for our powder hydration product that comes in a powder form that you mix with water. But this new ready-to-drink product we have is really something that people are loving. It's pre-mixed. It has no sugar and no artificial. It's all natural. It's a Tetra Pack. It's environmentally friendly with a plant-based cap. And you'll see many of the pro athletes now drinking this.
Good, good. Well, I will definitely check that out. And thank you for that commentary. Yeah. Well, I'm really interested in your CBD use. And I read in an article fairly recently that you tried CBD for the first time when you were dealing with a back injury in the 2017-18 season. I'm just curious, what drew you to CBD? And also, you know, was this a controversial decision that you made at the time, given that you were still playing?
Great questions, David. Yeah, not dissimilar to the story that I just told of the origins of the company coming out of kind of a need state as a pro athlete. CBD was the same thing. So I had a kind of tell, I go like this, I get some chronic pains in my back and neck. So like a lot of us do, I carry stress pressure there, my T-spine. And I was playing in Edmonton in my final year of pro hockey and just locked up on me. And I could barely sit on the plane and move on the bus. And I'd never been a cannabis user. And at the time we had already, as a company, we were already kind of starting to explore CBD and the CBD conversation. And then some of the younger guys on the team who kind of were still maybe afraid of the stigma and kind of, you know, the whispers at the time said to me, hey, you should really try CBD. So I did. And I guess part of it was for me to see, you know, if I could feel better. And then part of it was also a little bit of R&D for our company. So I went right to the team doctor and I asked him for a script, and they provided me with a cannabis doctor, and I ended up with CBD and started using it. And I really, really enjoyed the benefits. And so that for us as a person ended up being someone who now is a daily user and a regular user. Actually, I was telling you earlier, so we're working on different things with BioSteel, but I have some of the Canopy Spectrum CBD yellow right here on my desk. So I would have worked out earlier this morning. I got here at 6 a.m. and had maybe 0.4 or 5 mLs of that after my workout. So started using it regularly. And then we decided as a company to dive into the due diligence of it and ended up ultimately with a period of Canopy where we dove right into this this experience and ended up executing a deal that brought us here, where we now feel like when the time is right for us, we can deliver the pro athlete world and the world, you know, the highest quality, safest CBD products for sport.
Yeah. Mike, let me follow up on that. I know that most of the leagues still do not allow CBD, but I think the progression PGA does, and same with professional tennis. But what's it going to take, in your opinion, to get the leagues to embrace CBD as a product for their players?
Well, we're fortunate. We have people like David Culver and some other names I could throw around, Kelly Fair, as resources within our company to keep us at the forefront of those conversations. So a big part is going to be some of the governing bodies and the regulatory bodies. NSF, a lot of our products are NSF approved for sports. So we're at the forefront of the conversations with them and deciding how the best way is to go about producing these products. So I think that's what it'll take. I think it'll take the regulation and some legislation for these leagues to get even more comfortable. And in the not so near future, we'll be there. One thing I can shed some light on with that is, within the locker room, the stigma's gone. It's not even that it's dissipating; it's gone. It's that the use of it is so rampant within the pro sports world because they see the benefits. And frankly, back to your question earlier about, you know, what can I do? It's a way to get off the opioids and the other, you know, drugs that we know to be harmful. So for the pro athlete world, who's, you know, looking at it with great detail on a granular level as far as what they can put in their body, the stigma's gone and they're users. It's a matter of, you're right, the league's allowing that to be sponsored and understood to be that way, and then the retail market kind of adapting that and the stigma dissipating at that channel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, good. Thank you. So I wanted to get to probably the most exciting thing that's been on my mind related to our chat is the endorsement of Patrick Mahomes. And I want to make sure first and foremost that you keep Mr. Mahomes very healthy, because he was on my fantasy last year and I want him again. So make sure you keep him healthy and safe. But tell me a little bit about that, because it was obviously his first one that he has done since the Super Bowl victory. Lots of great attention around it. Just talk to me a little bit about his interest in BioSteel and how that all came to be and where you see it headed.
Sure. And I might sound like a broken record. I keep using the word authentic. I know it's a buzzword these days, but we like to think we were using it 10 years ago. Another authentic relationship, like all our endorsements are. Patrick's been using our products for 4 or 5 years. His trainer, strength coach, guru, his name's Bobby Stroop in Texas. And Bobby's been a fan of the products and been using the products for, like I said, 4 or 5 years, and Patrick's been consuming them. So again, natural organic relationship that's developed over time. When we talked to Patrick and his team about formalizing the relationship, I went down there and I went down to work out with him and worked out with him and Bobby, and I got in one of the training sessions in, and I barely got through it. They were doing some sled pulls at the end. I've been retired now for 2 years, but I think I just got through it well enough to not embarrass myself, and got to know Patrick a little bit, and that was pretty cool. I mean, the whole world hopes Patrick Mahomes keeps doing what he does for the entertainment factor and just to appreciate his level of athleticism and how good and talented he is. But pretty cool to get to know him on that level and for him to understand that his use of our brand is so authentic to him and part of his everyday routine. So that's how that relationship started, and we were able to formalize it, and he took great interest in the company and wants to be part of it. And we're all excited to watch him play in the coming weeks.
Yeah, well, I can hardly wait. So it's exciting. Okay, let me turn to the NHL and the NBA. We saw them last week. There was a 2-day walk-off that many of the leagues participated in, including the NHL. And you know, they did so in support of Black Lives Matters and also in support of the social justice initiatives and movements that are out there. Can you talk just a little bit about that? What sort of emotion does that strike inside of you? And also, is there anything that BioSteel is currently doing related to the social equity movement?
Yeah, sure. I mean, for me, I'm an optimist. I think we continue to evolve as far as human morality is concerned. I don't want to take it too deep into my own personal opinions here, but if you go back and look at periods of time in our history and the things that have taken place and how we evolved, I'm optimistic that we'll continue to evolve, and that there's obviously a long way to go. So for BioSteel, we wanted to be active and get actively involved. And what we've done is we've pledged up to $1 million of funding and donation. We picked two causes, one being the Black Youth Helpline in Canada and the Know Your Rights Camp in the USA. And so how we're going to do so is we have different youth sporting events that we sponsor with BioSteel, whether it be our BioSteel All-Canadian Games or All-American Games. And we're going to donate $1,000, $100 an assist, or $1,000 a goal until we get to our goal of $1 million. And we didn't want to, because of COVID, things were getting delayed, and that meant we weren't going to be active right away as far as making these donations. So we went and backdated it a year to start being active as part of the solution. So those are the emotions it evokes for me, and that's what our solution's been here at BioSteel.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Well, we are about at the end of our time, Mike, and I just wanted to again thank you. I certainly hope that pro sports can get back to normal here very soon. I certainly miss it day in and day out. And I look forward to catching up back up with you either in Toronto or in Washington, D.C. as soon as we're able to get together in person.
Yeah, thanks. I feel the same. And thanks for your time today.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
Cheers. Thank you.